Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, if you're selling your home, you might feel it's a waste of money to spruce it up, that whoever buys your house will want to make their own of it anyhow. But according to our next guest, that could ultimately cost you a lot of money. And with that and other tips to get your house ready for the market, we're joined now by estate agent Claire Connolly, who's based in Dundrum. And Claire, you're very welcome. So what's the biggest issue then you come across when you're talking to people who want to sell their house?
Oh, thanks, Sarah, and thanks for having me on the show. Well, for me, I would say there are a number of issues, but number one for me is the clutter. I just cannot overemphasize the importance of clearing out large pieces of furniture, rugs that are distracting. It just really are any personal artifacts. So basically, when I go to meet a client, it could be a probate sale, it could be trading down, it could be a property that's been tenanted where there's a lot, there's several items in the property. I would just literally walk them through as if I'm coming through the door to do a viewing. All a buyer really wants to see, Sarah, is space and light. So I want to be able to walk through. I don't want my eye drawn to some very strong prints on the wall or maybe, you know, as I say, patterned rugs, heavy piece of furniture I've got to walk around. I want that space. I want to be able to walk straight through, open up the doors to the back garden, walk straight out. And that's the way I want to bring the whole flow through that property. So clutter, I would say, literally to the nth degree, really. Would be.
A big skip.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
What then about, you know, wallpaper or paint, or you mentioned carpets and rugs and stuff like that. People might not want, you know, it costs money to paint the house, like if you need to paint the whole house.
Oh, sure. I know it does. And, you know, when I, as I say, again, when I meet with clients, I want to try and keep their expenses, you know, as low as possible. I don't want to scare them and feel, oh, my God, this is going to cost me an arm and a leg. Basically, it doesn't cost that much, Sarah, at all, really. If it's wallpaper, I would say you could be there forever. There could be about 10 coats of wallpaper on, say, a property that hasn't been worked on for 50 years. So don't bother stripping the wallpaper. Just paint over it. Not white, I find, can be a little bit clinical. Maybe just a nice, soft off-white. And if the carpets are pungent, if you like, where they've been down for, oh my God, you know, could be decades, really, make sure they're pulled up. Pull them up. And you know something, even now when I go into clients, I would say, look, just if the floorboards are okay, in a lot of cases they're not, just get maybe even a remnant, a neutral colour, nice biscuit colour, something fairly neutral, nice soft grey. And honestly, I just can't tell you how much it lifts it completely.
You're talking to the congregation here. I used to walk into view houses and they would smell like cigarettes or soggy dogs or feet. I mean, what do you do about smells?
I know, and you know, it's a tough one. And again, when I go to my valuation meeting with clients, and I might be greeted at the door with three dogs jumping up on top of me. And to be honest, I do love dogs. But do you know something? In a lot of cases, and I've got a really strong sense of smell. In a lot of cases, when I walk into a property, I don't get an odor of dogs. But one or two maybe, and in that case, it's a matter of deep cleaning. You know, vacuuming, if I can see hairs, let's say on couches where dogs would climb up on couches, deep cleaning and just airing out the entire property. And actually smoking is another one. If an owner smokes, not only pets, that can be, you know, they might think they're smoking outside the property, but you can still smell the stale, you know, stale smoke. So just open up all the windows, air as much as possible, and every window is sparkling.
You're swimming against the tide there, property. I can tell you. But you know, I wonder, is there a need for any of this? Because I've seen bidding wars in this dysfunctional market, Claire, for small, damp, dark, little houses in need of huge structural renovation and bidding going crazy on it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and I agree with you. And, you know, people will see that their properties, though, Cormac, where they're in a stunning location, they tick every single box.
Not
you know,
always.
The buyer, well, no, but say not, the buyers know if they see a fabulous south-facing garden, you know, there's something about that, the location that might be sitting right on the door to the loose. Everybody's going to see the same thing, and that's where they know and they want to do a upper. And that's, do you remember the amount of cash in the country? Sorry, Sarah.
Yeah, sorry. I have so many questions and I don't have time to ask half of them. But I want to ask about mould. Is it okay yeah. to paint over mold? Or are you pulling a fast one?
Oh.
Yeah, no.
I'm not asking on my own behalf. You know, I may be asking someone who's been caught with this, actually. Go on.
Yeah, and I would say in apartments in particular, where maybe tenants are drying their clothes, just, you know, they might be saving on costs, and they're drying their clothes and there is some mold that has built up. It is very possible to dry that out, Sarah, and I would dry out the property, clean down the mold with an antifungal, get your handyman in, and I would paint over it. I absolutely would.
And not say a word.
Unless. No, but you know. No, sorry. I will tell you, though, honestly, I will say to you, though, that I would always, when I have the conversation with the client, say, please tell me if there are any issues. I don't want to know. I'd further down the line, because this will come up with the survey and you will pay the price.
Okay. So and it is worth it ultimately, Claire, if you do all those things that you're talking about, I think you think about 10% potential to the value of the house.
Honestly, sir, and I can stand over it, seriously. Okay. When I see what my clients have done after our discussion, I can see it's without a doubt, I can stand over that.
Okay, yeah. Really interesting.
Absolutely,
thank you,
Sarah.
So much.
And
I appreciate your time.
Of you.
That is
thank
estate you. Agent Claire Connolly there. You can let us know what you think about that, 51551.